the events of that triumphant hour, December 17. The faithful of the earth will be saved, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24:31. In the power of him who rides forth conquering and to conquer, weak, finite man may gain the victory. The Lion of Judah, so terrible to the rejecters of his grace, will be the Lamb of God to the obedient and faithful. The pillar of fire that speaks terror and wrath to the transgressor of God's law is a token of light and mercy and deliverance to those who have kept his commandments. The arm strong to smite the rebellious will be strong to deliver the loyal. Everyone who is faithful will be saved. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. In comparison with the millions of the world, God's people will be as they have ever been, a little flock. But if they stand for the truth as revealed in his word, God will be their refuge. They stand under the broad shield of omnipotence. God is always a majority. When the sound of the last trump shall penetrate the prison house of the dead, and the righteous shall come forth with triumph, exclaiming, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Standing then with God, with Christ, and with the angels, the loyal and true of all ages, the children of God, will be far in the majority. In holy vision, the prophet saw the ultimate triumph of God's remnant church. He writes, I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works. Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.